Good morning and welcome to episode 2 of the Love Hate Social Media podcast. I'm Claire Marshall from the Marketing Geeks, and today's question is one that we get asked all the time, and that is, what is the best social media platform for business? Now, there's no easy answer to this because it will depend on your business, on you, on your customers, on your profession, on your geographical location. So I can't blanketly say you should be on this. But what we tend to find is when most people ask this, they kind of are seeking validation that they should be on the one that is more comfortable for them, that they understand the best. But actually, my answer is generally the opposite. It is the one where your clients are. So if your clients are all on Instagram, but you're posting loads of content to Facebook, it's not going to get seen. It's going to get seen by like the small amount of followers that you have or your friends and family, but you're probably not going to get the exposure that you're wanting with the clients that you want to attract. Because too many people really, they create contact for themselves and their peers and their colleagues because it's fun and it's stuff that they understand and they want to write about or talk about or video themselves doing. But if they're posting it to the wrong platform, then they're really essentially wasting your time. So you need to kind of take yourself out of your comfort zone and look at your business from your client's point of view. And step into your client's shoes, actually. Find out where they are, where they hang out, what they do, what are their hobbies, what are their interests, and speak to them in a language that you would speak to them when they come into your shop or when they phone you and ask you for help. So create for your customers, and that will then have a knock-on effect. They'll build trust, they'll start engaging in your posts. And if you're hanging out where they are, they're going to instantly have that rapport there. So that's my advice. Look at it from your client's point of view. Go to where they are. So if they're on Instagram, go on Instagram. If they're all on LinkedIn, go on LinkedIn. Even if you have to step out of your comfort zone to do it and learn a few new skills or learn the new platform for yourself, if you're there, chances are a lot of your competitors are not. So go for it. That is the end of that question. So I would just like to thank Anchor, because if you're listening on anchor.fm, they have made it incredibly easy to create podcasts, and that's how I'm recording this today. So thank you, Anchor. And if you are listening on Anchor FM and you want to submit a question, you can send it in through leaving a voice message. I think it's the little purple button. We'd have to check that. Or you can send it to us via our social media links, which are all MarketingGeekHQ. Or you can email us at questions@themarketinggeeks.co.uk. And I'll be here tomorrow with question number 2.